Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
I have one request. I have one request.
Yeah.
I love the guy, but don't bring in Ottavino, please.
Okay. Well, they don't need him tonight. Doesn't seem like they need him.
Yeah, you know, this might be like a, you know, hey, let's just do a little, you know, massage your ego, get you in there, get a quick three outs. And meanwhile, the next thing you know, the Chicago White Sox are winning.
Welcome. It's Fiesta Friday on the Darren Copeland Experience here at Mile High Sports Radio. Darren Copeland and me, Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Friday, day before the weekend. Yes, we play that and the Rockies win. It works, man. I'm telling you.
Oh my God, I got something special for you guys. For you.
What do you got?
Are you ready for this? We picked out. We picked out our music for Fiesta Friday.
Yes.
And oh my God, we spent probably like 2 hours, kind of talking through the pros and cons. We're looking at maybe like 80s.
So you've been here a while.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
But we just decided to go with this.
Playing touch butt with that.
That? What not was that?
I don't know, but that's not what I was talking about.
Touching butts?
Woo!
Oh yeah. Yes. Butt touching disco.
Butt touching.
This is good stuff, man. This is right. No, you think I'm kidding? This is up my alley, in my wheelhouse, baby. I love this stuff. When I'm in the car, and I'm not listening to sports talk radio, I turn on XM 70s, and I just listen to 70s music all day long.
Alex, I'm just telling you that butt touching, it's got to be a drop now.
Playing touch butt.
Playing a little butt touch. Touch butt.
Grab and dinger touch butt. It's another grab and dinger Monday. Butt touching.
Edition.
Yeah.
So he's got no Fiesta Friday. Could it be butt touching Thursdays?
I don't. What kind of music would go?
It's Friday. Butt touching Friday.
Butt touching Friday.
Well, it's already Fiesta Friday.
Butt touching Fiesta Friday.
Okay. Butt touching Fiesta Friday.
You know.
BTFF.
My favorite painter of all time.
Ross?
Yes, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross?
Yes, Bob Ross. Once said, there are no mistakes.
Certainly happy accidents.
Yes.
Yes. That's kind of the way to go through life is like, well, there are no mistakes. They're just opportunities. Happy accidents.
Opportunities for butt touching.
Yes. Now I'm uncomfortable. Now I hope there's no butt touching actually happening here at the studio because it's just three dudes here tonight. That would be weird. That would be weird.
No, it's not weird. Watch a baseball game. Watch a basketball game. Those guys have no problem butt touching.
Yeah, but they do that for like a reason. Like, hey, good job. Boom. Well, am I going to come over like after you give a hot take and just like slap your butt and be like, good job with that hot take?
Yep.
Okay.
Good job.
We'll go in there and slap Alex's butt.
Good Plan job. Touch good butt with that dork in the park.
Dork in a park?
The park.
I just like butt touching.
Butt touching the dork in the park. What is that from?
That is from Nate Diaz and McGregor, like the before one of their fights.
Oh.
And he's talking about how he doesn't have a trainer.
Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
Fantastic, man.
Playing touch butt.
He's the best part of this fight that's coming up, by the way.
Yeah, but that was Nate Diaz.
That was Nate Diaz. Yeah.
I know.
Who's not normally funny.
Well,
speaking
none of them.
Okay,
well,
so MMA guys, for people who don't know.
Yes.
Nate Diaz is not normal, but
he talks a lot of trash. Smack. Yeah.
And that's some pretty funny trash.
I think smack talking is pretty funny in general if it's done well.
Yes.
Like, it's like Larry Bird was the supreme smack talker. Michael Jordan would, talk smack.
Yes.
And they were funny.
Yes. Gary Payton would talk.
I like McGregor's track.
Oh, McGregor's
got. It's just, it's not that he says.
It's the accent.
It's the accent.
Oi! That one actually works.
Except he's Irish.
Well, it's close enough.
Close enough.
It's closer than your Irish.
Close enough.
Than your Russian or your Christopher Walken. Oi.
Oi. Now I can't do that anymore, and that makes me sad.
You can do it. You can still do it. We just know it's coming.
Yeah.
You just got to come up with an
you
Irish.
You can't say you want to hear my accent because we know what it's going to be.
Right.
You just have to drop it.
Drop it.
And then tell us who it was afterwards. Like, we're in the middle of a conversation.
Oi! Oi!
That was William Shatner.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Delivering the address at Gettysburg.
Oi! Four score.
Can you recite all of the, can you do the whole Gettysburg address?
No, it's like a minute long, right?
Oi!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 90 seconds, minute
right.
and a half.
60 years ago.
Four score and 70 years ago, or something like that.
Yeah, four score and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought upon this nation a great
right.
concept.
That's
bunch
it.
Oi. A bunch of our relatives back when decided they wanted us to come over here and be ourselves. And this we're not being ourselves right now because we have this big problem with us. Some of us think it's okay to have people there as slaves. Some people don't. But that's okay. We'll fight this war. We'll win it. Ciao.
Ciao. There you go, folks. The Gettysburg Address paraphrased in 1 minute. You did leave out the very end where he's like, let's not let these people die in vain. Let's consecrate. This is holy ground. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Yeah, you know. These blokes are feeling sorry for themselves. Let's give them some for the moments.
They're dead.
Hey, we can make a park here.
When did he suddenly become New York? We can make a park here. It'll be, I'm out. Peace, brothers.
Well, I was doing Australian, but you know.
Well, it turned into New York for a second, which is okay. Because when I start an accent, it invariably morphs between like four
I can
or five
barely
different.
Do my accent. Do you realize that? Like, I can barely do my accent.
Which is just you.
Just me. See, can't you hear? I have a total me accent going on right now.
I've never noticed. Now that you pointed out.
It's a me accent.
Yeah.
My accent.
It's very clear now.
But sometimes I don't do a very good impression of my accent.
Well, it's hard to do impressions. It's very difficult. I'm always impressed with people who can do it. But you know who the best impressionist I've ever seen? You'll never guess it. But
Jesus?
No. He was...
He could do impressions.
Was he a comedian?
No. The guy I'm thinking of started out as a comedian, but became very quickly a dramatic actor.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, is it the guy from Naked Gun? No.
Leslie Nielsen?
Oh, no, not Leslie Nielsen, no. He's...
He's not a dramatic actor. I don't know why I thought that
you
was.
You sure it's
well,
not Jesus?
He started out as a dramatic actor.
Jesus?
No. Oh. Leslie Nielsen. Jesus oh. was just a...
He was a bit player.
He was a bit player. You know, he was a game leader.
Cristo?
He was in charge. He was in charge of, getting that water, making it wine.
He was a gang leader. He led a gang of ruffians across the Middle East, overturning tables, preaching
yes.
religion.
Oh, yeah, he did do that, kind of.
Yeah, he did do that. No, I was thinking Kevin...
He was a G20 protester.
Way before.
Back
everyone...
when it was the G1.
Before it was cool.
It
was the G1 protests.
He was back there in the zeros, and it was two. He was in 2020.
No, the best impressionist I've ever seen is Kevin Spacey.
Really?
Yeah. Look him up. He does... in fact, you might be able to find it, Alex. Kevin Spacey did a whole series. They had it on Saturday Night Live once. He did a whole series of auditions for Star Wars. And he did like Walter Matthau and Nixon and all these people who had supposedly auditioned for Star Wars. Nailed him. I mean, he was great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes up when I put Kevin Spacey.
Is it really?
Impressions.
Oh, there's my God. When we get back, we got to hear it because it's great.
There's a kid at my school.
Yeah.
He's one. He looks exactly like Kevin Spacey. In fact, I call him Kevin, and that's not his real name.
I feel bad for the kid now.
Oh, no. It's fantastic.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.